And then they're trading things out of it.
Yeah. Be interesting to corner that guy and find out just what the score is.
Yeah, of all the take ever memory of it too.
Right.
It's going now.
It's going now.
Talking about Carson kids getting any schooling.
Oh yes.
What happened there?
Tell me what how about your brothers and sisters? What kind of schooling did they get? The same as you?
They learned
schooling for your brothers and sisters and you.
Well, no.
Hiram, you said you had zero and you didn't go to that school taught by the nuns. Is that it? You just picked everything up without any school?
Well, I didn't have much schooling this year. And Vivian didn't have too much either. And Heber didn't have too much. Or Lewis didn't have too much. I went to high school and went over to Safford to that academy for a couple of years.
Which one?
John.
John. Oh, John.
After they came back in here. Now, when they came, how old were you when they came up from Mexico?
About 10 years old.
Then how come you didn't go to school then?
Hmm.
Then how come you didn't go to school here in the States?
We were down in Mexico.
No, no, but you came out in when you were about 10, didn't you say?
Well, we did go to school when they came out.
Oh, good. That's where you got it.
There's one school and the teachers had 8 grades.
Uh-huh.
So you know how old your school we got during the daytime.
That's the kind of school Tracy likes. He was in that kind of a school.
Yeah, that was down at the James Station.
Oh, down at James Station, huh?
Yeah.
I mean, the Carson family kids got some schooling at James Station.
Well, that was after you came out of Mexico. Then the kids could go to school.
My pardon?
After you came back into the States, then the kids could go to school.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
And Berta, she quit school when she started going to high school, I think. That was the end of her schooling. And Amabel went through high school, but that was all of her schooling.
But she got through high school, and that was pretty good in those days.
And Bill, he got kind of infatuated with a gal, and she turned down and married somebody else, and he quit school 6 weeks before high school.
Graduated. Oh!
Which one was that?
Bill.
And so...
I'll bet you your mother was disgusted with him.
So I went to high school, and couple of years of university, and that was my school.
Well, good for you. What did you take in the university?
Over in Tucson.
Oh, you got more education than any of them then, didn't you? What were you majoring in?
Engineering.
And where are you? Too bad you didn't get through.
Yeah. I kind of stopped school to help my dad and mother out. They get kind of poor. So, then you drop out. You won't ever go back.
It's hard to go back. Uh-huh. It's got a couple of years. That was pretty good for that day.
Yeah.
It was.
Mm-hmm. At the university, my lab fees, my entrance fees, and my one more fee, $45. And you can't even get through the gate now for that.
No.
You couldn't buy your first book for that.
No.
Right.
Terrible.
It's cool. You've got to get up in the thousand now.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
In fact, don't they say it costs about $4?
That might be a national average. I think you can still go through BYU for living the dorm. It depends on whether you're living with a family or eating and living in the dorms. That's half the expense nowadays, at least. So when I first became a professor at BYU in 1955, you could do it for $600. So it's been
and live
a big
in the dorms
change.
Too?
Yeah, a big change.
I think our kids got through for about $300, didn't they? And lived at home?
In those early years, yes.
Funny how you forget stuff. Now, when I was in high school, I took trigonometry and geometry and plain algebra and advanced algebra.
See, there's brains in the family.
No, I can't even work an equation.
You have to keep using them all the time.
Yes, you do. Mm-hmm.
Now, can you use a computer now to get around knowing those things?
You don't need to know those basics, or you wouldn't know how to use the computer.
You still have to put it in, huh?
You still have to know the mathematics. Set up the problem so you could tell the computer.
John, he was born in Oaxaca. Where did John work? He worked for the railroad, didn't he?
Yeah, all in life.
Yeah. What did he do on the railroad? Bridge farm, fixing the river bridges?
Bridges, yeah. Making bridges.
Building them?
Is that so?
Was that on the Southern Pacific?
Yeah. He said, dry the piles and make the bridges go right to the top. He made one up there in the kitchen area, 160 feet high.
Was he just a workman on the bridges, or did he?
Yeah.
Was he a worker or a manager? Was he a worker or a manager?
He's a boss.
He was the boss, huh?
He was the boss, yeah.
Getting the bridge built.
What would he do? Follow a blueprint? The engineers would draw up the blueprint, and he would build it.
Yeah, he had 35 men working for him in double time.
Oh, interesting. How much education did he get?
He went 2 years over Safford in an academy, and that's him.
That was the equivalent of a high school, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. She got married. What was her husband, her first husband's name?
Who's that?
Vivian.
Wilford Phelps?
Yeah, Wilford Phelps. And then they didn't have any children.
No.
And they got divorced.
Divorced. Then she married Donald Vance.
Yes.
And then
she raised all of his kids.
He died, and then she married Mitchell.
Yeah.
And she's Celia Mitchell.
Is she Celia Mitchell? I remember Mother once saying that Vivian had told her that she wanted to be Celia Vance.
George of Blessing says she had children during the millennium.
Oh. Children.
Yeah.
That she raised. I think it takes a big heart to raise children like that.
I wish I could find my dad's patriarchal blessing. He got it in Salt Lake.
You don't have it?
Yes, I got it. If I can find it.
Is it over there?
Yeah. Mine's in here. I'm going to read it.
Oh, I'd like to, if you don't mind. Patriarchal blessing. After you got active in the church again?
See, son, this is my dad fellow's handwriting.
This is your father's handwriting?
Yeah.
He had a good hand.
Yes, he did.
Now, where did he get his education? He was raised partly in Salt Lake.
Well, darn if I know how much education he did have. Where he got it?
They lived in Salt Lake, and in they moved from Salt Lake to not to Sugar House, but
I remember Dad talking about playing on the foundation of the temple when they're making it.
Is that so?
And he said it. You take the cow out to graze in the pasture. That time you wouldn't have to go over 4 hours so late to get out in the desert, see. And he'd take the cow out in the morning and graze it tonight. And he says, how well they ate that night was how many sago lilies he dug during the day.
Oh, really? Now you can't find a sago lily for anything.
That's interesting.
They eat just sago lilies as well for supper.
That must have been if he was a real little boy.
Oh, yes.
Where did did he ever say where he and his mother and his brother mentioned that?
No, I never did see him mention it. I don't know why, and it didn't matter his education. I don't know why either.
Where did he learn to play the fiddle?
No. His mother, Charlene.
Oh, did she teach you? Yeah, I know she played the
Then his mother played the guitar.
Guitar, yes. And sang. But I knew that he played the fiddle, and he used to play for the dances around here, I understand. When Hans came across the ocean, when he immigrated, he stayed behind to earn enough money. He sent his mother.
Oh, yeah.
Then he sent his wife and his mother-in-law and his son to Utah. Then he stayed there and earned enough money to get money to come himself.
Yeah.
And then he got over here and he was drafted into the Civil War.
And he got robbed of all his money.
Yeah, got robbed of all his money.
And he sold an army and served under Sherman.
Now, I could not find that he served under Sherman. I couldn't find his service record was under the name that he served.
Yeah, that's right.
He was sold as a substitute.
But,
so I couldn't get it. I couldn't get that.
Well,
but he was wounded. He was wounded.
If he said he served under Sherman, he probably did.
Sherman was a cavalryman, and the cavalry had to furnish their own horse. Who would he have gotten a horse?
Was supposed to have been a photographer. Maybe he had special privileges,
a horse, and
photography equipment.
Yeah. Maybe so.
He may have taken some of the pictures in the Civil War.
Because that's how he earned his money in that other war, to get here.
Yeah.
And he was listed in the records in Sweden when he was born. His profession was listed as a photographer. And in those days, it was the early photography. You know, Tracy knows more about it.
Well, it's just barely born.
Yeah. Real early times.
Yeah, he's probably been a photographer and a dentist. And he owned a brewery there in Salt Lake.
They had a big house there in Salt Lake.
Yeah, been doing the Portland gold and silver mine close to Salt Lake.
Now, he was supposed to have had ownership.
I don't know whatever happened to that. He got just a lot of somewhere.
Yeah, I understand that he did. But I've been going to find the records of the Emma mine and see if there's any record of his having been involved in it. But I've never been able to find any records on it.
About where his house was in Salt Lake.
Yeah, we went up, and it's right close to the University of Utah, up on about 11th East, and right up on the hill. He had a view. In those days, he would have had a view of the whole valley.
Yeah, beautiful view. The 10th ward they lived in is still there.
Oh, my God.
It's preserved as a monument, the whole area.
But what we don't know is where his wife and mother and mother-in-law lived before he got into Salt Lake City.
Yes. He sent them ahead. And then while he was in the Civil War, they had no contact whatsoever. And what did she do, and where did she live while he was coming across
the country? Well, they said they got so late, she bought a little house, and she made a living by
weaving.
Weaving and stuff like that.
Uh-huh. Was her mother with her?
Well, no. I never heard mention of her mother, so I couldn't say.
Uh-huh.
The same way as Grandma Norton, how she gets from Nauvoo to Salt Lake.
They came in a wagon train.
Did she?
Yeah, I've got the record of the wagon train.
Well.
Actually, one of her sons, wagon train, Brigham Young's wagon train. He was one of the scouts. And his wife got married, John got married just before they went across the plains with Brigham.
Oh, yeah.
And he left his wife at winter quarters.
Oh,
and
yeah.
She had a baby while he was gone. And then as soon as he got to Utah, he stayed there for just a little while, and then he came back to winter quarters. And then the next year, he took David and Elizabeth Norton, and the rest of the family out to Utah in a wagon train.
Oh, he's all right.
And After they got to Utah, you know how Brigham told them not to go to the gold field? 48, 49, the 49ers, you know. Everybody was going to the gold field. He told them not to go, but the Nortons went to California. I couldn't find them in the 1850 census.
No?
Because they weren't in Utah, they were in the gold field. And I found them in Placerville, in California, and they came back to Utah. They didn't stay down there. She was running a boarding house down there.
You know, it'd be a good thing if those old pioneers had kept a journal in there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It would have been wonderful. I can't think of it.
They didn't have time to keep a journal.
Well, they tried.
They had to work night and day to
keep
body
and soul
together.
Right. Your father had a lovely hand. He really did. My mother always said that if your father hadn't moved your mother around so much, she could have earned a living for the family.
Yeah, sure.
She was really good at that.
That's it. Every time the fruit trees.
Let me get it. I have a long arm, but it wasn't quite long enough.
Every time the fruit trees come and bloom, it's time to move.
Is that what they said?
I don't know who it was that told me the story of your father planting peach trees.
Well, Lou said that we moved 16 times in 17 years.
Who moved 16 times and said?
My mother's father. My grandfather.
Which parson would that have been?
That, his father.
What's his first name?
Heber Otto.
That's Heber Otto.
Uh huh.
The one your brother was named after.
Right.
And he moved 16
times in 17 years. But he was
Where
always
did
on
he
the
move
road.
From? Where are all these places
he
that
he
went? He
just had a wandering foot. He's got any education.
Yeah.
I'll see if I can find Dad's.
What year were you born?
92.
I should tell this recorder that it's Tracy Hall and Ida Rose Langford Hall who are here in Hiram Clarkson's house in Mesa, Arizona. 89 years old now, and we're here asking questions about the family. Adam said his first wife died in 73.
I'll say it this
one. It was dated April 5th, 1973.
April 1374.
You went active in the church before she died.
At that time.
Did she mind? Did she care if you went active in the church?
She didn't care, but I didn't do too much while she was alive.
Mm-hmm.
Anything like that?
Family tree, huh? Go all the way back to Adam. Oh, this is the branch off of the various Protestant churches.
Oh, you mean the when the churches broke off? Catholicism?
Yeah. Life Magazine, November 10th, 1947, shows the family tree from Catholic Christendom. That's 47, and we're up to 87 plus a few. That's 40 years ago. That's changed. They said in church today that Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints is the fourth largest religion in the United States now.
Is that so?
I think that's come about because of all the split-offs of the,
of the other religions.
Yeah, the Episcopalians have gone to pot, and the Presbyterians have gone to pot.
What religion do you belong to?
Catholic.
Are you? Well, it's still strong.
Yeah.
Yeah, still the largest church in the world.
No, we don't.
There's no house out there.
In our branch genealogy, in each state has their own genealogical library, and especially away from Utah, because the members of the church can't get out.
You can read it.
Do you want?
I can read it.
Do you want to write it down somewhere? Is this your grandfather's?
Being given by what height is that?
No, stay there.
Oh, that's all right. You can stay there.
Why his watch?
Oh.
By
C L or C D Hyde. What were the Hyde brothers' names?
Orson Hyde and
Parley. No, that's Pratt.
The Pratts. You know who this, the name of this man who gave your father his patriarchal blessing? His last name was Hyde, but we can't tell.
No, I've looked it over four or five times, but
can't figure
it. Whole
thing. It looks like the blessing was by C.
Yeah.
C.D. or C.L.?
C.L. Hyde.
Upon the head of Otto Heber. Lawson,
you may want to write it down, so read it aloud.
Okay. Oh, yes. Good idea. Great Salt Lake City, June 17th, 1867. The Patriarchal Blessing by C.L. or C.D. Hyde upon the head of Otto Heber Clausen, son of Hans and Johanna Clausen, born November 17th, 1862, Sweden. Father, in the name of Jesus, I place my hands, upon your head, and seal upon you a patriarchal blessing, which shall be sealed in heaven for your good. For thou shalt do a great and mighty work in the kingdom, to work even mighty miracles, even like unto the brother of Jared, and shall confound the wisdom of the wise, and the wicked shall flee before you from the very earth. For the very earth shall tremble at thy presence. Lord, he got a good one, didn't he? Thou shalt gather many to Zion with songs of everlasting joy. Thou art of Joseph a right to the fullness of the priesthood with wives and a great kingdom in due time. You shall have an inheritance in Zion and converse with your Redeemer face to face. You shall sit in council with the Ancient of Days, even Adam with Joseph and Hiram with Peter, James, and John. You shall work in the temple of the Lord to redeem your ancestors. Till you are satisfied, you shall behold all the doings of the latter upon this earth, he probably meant latter day upon this earth, and be crowned with glory and eternal life with all thy father's household forever and ever. Amen.
Yeah. When 10 on month, I'm singing praises when the Lord comes.
Yeah.
Now, you know, I wish I could stand right beside my father.
You probably will.
That'd be my greatest blessing if I could do that.
I've never read that one before. I've got one that was given to Johanna.
Granddad's.
And?
Military records in there, too. You see them?
No. I probably gave those to you.
Yeah. They're just after. That's
that patriarchal blessing? I have one for your mother, but I don't think I got a copy of it. I think I sent you.
I'll see if I can find it.
All right. Mm. to Phoenix, to Mesa after you retired from Did you move here to Mesa after you retired?
Yeah, then we moved to Tennessee for a couple of years, then come back. We've been here ever since.
Oh, you moved back to her?
Yeah.
There, you should have done some genealogy while you were there.
Yeah.
Town in Tennessee.
Oh, she wanted to go back there. She wanted to lay back there, but she decided when she got there, she didn't
like it that much, huh?
What city was it in Tennessee that you went back to?
Nashville.
Nashville.
Ah. Now this is the old gentleman's signature.
Well, he was a patriarch up in Thatcher.
Yeah.
Over the years.
Tom and him.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
See, that's his.
Oh, that's his, yes, I think.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Here in the Thatcher area?
Uh-huh. And Saul was, so was his son.
Which son?
Hiram. He had two boys, Eberardo and Hiram.
Does that mean that this Hiram was named after that Hiram?
And that Hiram was named, like, he could have been. He could have been named after either his grandfather.
He
no, he got Hiram in.
He would have been a doctor.
His grandfather.
The doctor can't write worth a darn.
Yeah.
Is that a birth certificate?
No, it's his application for a pension, Civil War pension. They denied it.
Hans and Adrian's application.
And they denied it. He should have appealed it. We could have gotten more information.
more paperwork you can generate.
The very best Revolutionary War records were the ones that they denied, and they had to come back to me.
Oh.
That's all right.
Excuse me.
I'm just trying to get it close enough to you. We'll get the message.
Put it over here on this side of it. What was that?
That's the time of day over there.
5 o'clock.
Oh. 5 o'clock.
I'm out of time here, aren't we? Standard time.
Have we got any news now?
Sunday.
At 5 o'clock, there's probably news.
Channel 3.
Got a remote control.
It's out here.
And someone's trophy. And someone's $4,000 trophy.
The pro-choice march ended at the Capitol where thousands chanted and listened to speakers' pleas for women's rights.
This is Winnie's young man.
This is your father or grandfather?
My father.
Your father.
And her grandfather. Anyway, they call him on a mission and he got chills and fever so bad they had to send him back home.
Where did he go?
I think someplace in Texas, I remember. But I
sure. Do you remember how old you were when he was called on that mission?
I'm not sure exactly, but where he went. But anyway, when he came back home, why, he was just sick all the time. You know, the chills and fever, but every third day, why, he's shaking and shaking.
Was it malaria?
Shaking and shaking, but chills and fever and malaria.
Oh, where did he pick that up?
There's a from Salt Lake over to Cypher, and my brother was talking to him, and he telling him about his son, you see. And he says, I'd like to talk to your son. And so his dad introduced him to my father, and he said, well, Brother Heber says, yeah, you give me need to give you a special blessing for your chills and fever. And Dad says, well, surely anything to help it, Well, he gave him a blessing, and he said that in his blessing that if you'll wear red flannel garments with the temple markings on them, from this day on till you die, you'll never have another chills of fever. And as far as I remember, it never did in his life.
Is that so? What kind of garments? The regular temple garments?
Yeah, no, just a red flannel garments with the markings on
them. Is that so? And did he wear those all his life?
He wore them till, as far as I know, until he went up to your place.
Is that so?
Red garments?
Red flannel garments with the markings.
Huh. But that's all been a good testimony to me.
Well, he must have been a young man. Was this before he was married?
Yes.
Oh. I didn't even know he'd gone on a mission.
Beg pardon?
I didn't even know he'd gone on a mission.
Well, he wasn't gone very long.
He was dead.
He probably was sick when he went.
Oh.
So, he wasn't gone about maybe 2 or 3 months, something like
so
that.
So he must have been called from Arizona then.
Yeah.
Over to El Paso.
There, and the people would come to over Safford there. They had to dig wells, and all they could do is just go to the first water.
And
and all the stuff on top would eat down. So the alkali in it, and all this terrible water to drink.
Oh.
And they got chills and fever and rheumatism.
Well, I guess the mosquitoes got down those shallow wells and just spread. Huh. They've had a problem in Arizona ever with malaria.
Well, he did at that time, but from now on, like summer and winter, hot or cold, he had one of those red fennel.
Even in the heat. Well, that was a test of his faith, I guess.
Yeah. But he's faithful and never did take him off.
Huh. Keeps recurring.
Yeah. They used to have an awful times over there. Over there when that, I guess the earthquake in 1906 hit San Francisco, and she said the water on in the canal just slopped off. And she said she was standing over it, picked up something, she went right fell on her face.
But this is 1906.
Yeah.
The earthquake was felt and had effects here in
Yeah.
In Arizona?
She felt it in Arizona?
Yeah. Well, he's the one that hit California or else. But anyway, the earthquake went through Safford Valley and down into Mexico, and there's places down there for several miles, you could see a kind of little trench. And on top of this trench was laying white rocks. Oh, that big. But they're all just white.
For heaven's sake.
Come right out of the ground like this.
Well, were you saying the earthquake, was it your mother?
He said the earthquake came into Safford and went down into Mexico and just opened the seam in the ground.
And it was I and Charlotte's mother who almost fell into a stream.
No, he says that the stream slopped out.
Oh, it slopped out.
Uh-huh.
My mother's thing is that her mother, all of them had these kind of beehives, you know. Every family had it, beehives. And he said the kids was playing out in the yard and pretty close to this beehive. And the horses got to playing around in there. And run in his beehive and turn it over.
Uh-oh.
And the bees, of course, you know, they come out. And they said that this kid is playing on the ground. The bees just get on him, he's just black with bees.
Oh, my word.
And Grandma Nard picked him up like this over and jumped in the water in the canal. And the bees floated off. Huh. She probably saved his life.
Probably did. She probably got stung a little bit, too. She was a midwife, wasn't she?
Yeah.
And your mother was a midwife, too, wasn't she?
Yes, she was. But Grandma Norda was a midwife for 30, 40 miles around.
Is that so?
Yes, she
She delivered a lot of babies around here then.
Oh, a lot of babies. And if they had something to pay her, okay. If they didn't, but okay too. Oh, she's a short English gal. She's sure full of spunk though.
Yeah.
How tall do you think she was? How tall do you think she was?
Oh, probably, maybe 5 foot three or four, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
She could almost walk on her own, you know.
What color was her hair? What color was her hair?
I didn't hear you.
What color was her hair?
Oh, really, I can't think.
Uh-huh. When you knew her, gray.
Yeah. Yeah, she is.
She have blue eyes?
I think so.
Uh-huh.
The Nortons, the brown eyes came in through the Nortons, didn't they?
But you know, she, when she was in Nauvoo, she was assigned to guard the prophet. You know, they had to guard him all the time. And she said she's on at night time and she could hear something off in the brush. And she, oh, what? And she said, who's there? And trying to find out what she was. Didn't say a word, so she just up and shot. Darn, it wasn't a pig out there.
Well, they were having women?
Yeah.
Guard the prophet?
Yeah.
That surprises me. All the men were off on missions. Well, listen now, she came over. Tell me all you know about your grandmother Norton and her family.
Identify this lady again
now,
who shot the pig.
Oh, his,
guarding the prophet.
That was his grandmother Norton. It was Emma, Dinah Emma.
Turner,
yes. And her mother was Mary Chippendale.
Chippendale, yeah.
Yes, and she came over. Mary came over with her two daughters. She had married a Turner,
mm-hmm.
And he got killed in a railroad accident.
Did he?
In England.
Well.
So when she came over, she had been married to a, already had wife in England. What was his name? Can't think of it. But she divorced him.
Oh, yeah.
And never had any children by him. But, I guess you never knew her. Did you ever know her?
No, I never did know her.
She moved up to Utah.
Yeah.
And died in, what's that little place we went over and found her grave?
In Utah?
Uh-huh. That place where Larkin, we ran into Roselle Larkin.
Oh, sure, that's right. I was going to say Taylorsville, but
no.
it's Harrisville.
No.
Isn't it Harrisville?
No, not Harrisville. Plainsville.
Oh, in Plain City?
Plain City. Uh-huh. We went over to Plain City and found her grave.
Well,
that's where she's buried, is over in Plain City. So she must have, she married a son. Mary had another son by this man. But tell me about your grandmother. She was a little English woman, wasn't she?
Oh, yeah.
She had one sister. She got married and moved up to Idaho. And that woman has corresponded with me. On that line a little bit, but I don't know anything about her except I don't know whether it was you that told me or Uncle John that she, like you say, she had a lot of spunk, and she used to say, if you don't behave, I'll box your ears if I have to climb your bootstraps to do it.
Yeah. What did you got? Yeah, you ever hear how he had to, why he married it? You mean the polygamy? Did they ever tell you?
No. Uh-uh.
Well, you know, when he came back from the Civil War, why, he was there in Salt Lake. And
this is Ham, Nadrian Clarkson.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Nadrian Clarkson.
Mm-hmm.
And Brigham Young met him on the street one day and said, I says, Clarkson, he says, you're plenty early able to take care of some of these women that's lost their husbands or need some help, see. He says, I want you to enter into plural marriage. He says, you know, you couldn't, everybody couldn't marry unless you asked to. You knew that.
Yeah, but a lot of them did anyway.
Yeah. Well, anyway, he said, I want you to
take wives, huh?
Take it. Went into plural marriages. And Grandma said, oh, he said, okay, I will. So there are two of them up to the endowment house then. And he sailed to three people in Sweden that are dead, see. Oh, well, that's why Brigham Young met up with him and says, hey, Clarkson, I thought I told you to enter the plural marriage and
take some of
these. He said, I have. And he says, where are they? Oh, he says, I'll see them during the millennium.
You what?
He'll see them during the millennium.
Oh, he just got sealed to some dead ones?
Women. his
wife's
dead sisters.
Oh.
So Brigham Young said, well, he said, that wasn't what I meant at all. He said, he says, I want some of these live women around Salt Lake here that need some help. And so he was married five of them.
But he sealed one of them to his brother, his dead brother.
That's right.
And raised children to him. Tell me what you know of your grandfather and Annie.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me what you know about your grandfather, Hans Nadrian, and Annie.
Ann.
He had a wife named Annie.
Ann, yes.
Yeah.
Ann Monson.
Yeah.
Aunt who?
Really, I don't know much about them.
Oh, don't you?
But all I know is about my grandmother, Charlene.
Oh, well.
The others, I don't know too much about them.
Mm-hmm. Well, tell me what you know about her.
Well, what I know about her is that she was kind of set in her ways. And I asked her several times to reveal to them or tell them who my grandfather Nadrian's father was.
Oh, uh-huh.
She knew, but she said no. She said, they're not worthy to have the work done, and I'm not going to tell you.
This was his mother, the one that adopted him, yeah.
Yeah. That was my grandmother.
Now, that was your great-grandmother.
Yeah, see.
That was Hans' mother. Yeah.
They even asked her on her deathbed, and she shook her head.
She wouldn't tell?
She wouldn't tell him.
Well, that's where the story of Hans' root
came in, huh?
Yeah.
You wouldn't
well,
talk.
They were. I mean, I think he must have, he had a lot of illegitimate children.
Yeah. Try to get her to teach her kids Swedish, see. She said, no, you're in the United States. You talk English.
Good for her.
Yeah.
I mean, it was nice to retain some of the Swedish.
Might have been nice, you know, if they could talk Sweden.
Yeah. Well, your father knew some Swedish.
Yeah.
Of course, he was born in Sweden,
yeah.
And he was with his mother until he was three or four, I mean, before Hans ever came. Of course, he was with his grandmother, too, because she was over here. I'd give anything to know what those three women did until Hans came.
I would, too, because I don't know much about any of them. This is Grandma Shirley, and I'm kind of limited on that.
Did you hear the story? Who told me the story of Hans? When he had his photography shop, somebody told me the story about he had a picture of Joseph Smith on his wall, a painting. And Brigham Young came into the store and he says, I want that picture. And Hen says, you can't have it.
Yeah.
And he said, then you'll never prosper in Utah.
He did, though.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, he did, but the, in the end
in
he didn't.
In the end he didn't. He's
pretty damn resourceful, that guy.
I'm here. He kept in mining, didn't he?
Yeah.
When he came to...
And Uncle High took all his traits, I guess. Because Uncle High, you know, was just like your dad.
Is that so?
Oh, hey, if he couldn't get a job, he made a job.
Your father wasn't that way, though, at all.
No, he wasn't. But Uncle High was. He started that sawmill over there. And then, after he got through there, he moved it up to Solo.
Solo?
Yeah, before he died, he moved it sawmill up to Solo.
Now, I went up to talk to some of his children.
He's pretty good at surveyor. He just learned it all of himself.
Surveying, huh?
Surveying.
Hmm.
Surveying?
Yeah, surveying.
Did he go into mining too?
Not that I know of.
Well,